Welcome back to Oswego for the second game tonight. I'm Ken Hansen along with Dylan Sherwood, set to bring you the game between the Madison Lady Bulldogs and the Colony Crest Lancers. Tonight's lineup's brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And for Madison's starting lineup, has Kaylin Luthy, a freshman. Jalen Winkley, a sophomore. Yolaine Luthy, a senior. Ava Foltz, a senior. And Sarah Miser, a senior. Head coach is Bill Neinstead. He's assisted by Callie Hayworth. And for Colony Crest, they'll go with Haley Beckman, a senior. Allie Beckman, a freshman. Kayla Hermrick, a junior. Carly Boots, a sophomore. McKenna Hammond, a senior. Head coach is Steve Zimmerman. He's assisted by Bree Walter. Again, tonight's lineup's brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs.
And Ken, Steve Zimmerman is in his first season as the girls coach at Colony Crest. And he was previously a boys assistant at Crest.
And probably one time was assistant there for Travis Hermrick, who's now their principal, whose daughter's playing today.
Yeah. He's got to be in the building.
Yeah. So, Madison, we're going right to left across your radio dial in their home white with Madison across the front, gold stripes and black numbers and letters, while Colony Crest in their road red with white numbers and white and blue stripes. Let's see if we already have a...
Oh, they're going to change a number in the book.
Yeah. Well, they did have those number changes.
Yeah.
And so we got them.
Yeah, we got them.
Thanks to Coach Bree Walter walking over to tell me.
Yeah. Very nice of her.
And so now we're getting a discussion there.
Well, because here's the thing, Ken. Could this be a technical? Because it was not in the book prior to tip-off.
Yep, I think that's what they're talking about.
And let's say play ball.
And
Coach Steve Zimmerman's going to talk it over.
Yeah.
He's looking it over. Now Coach Bill Neinstead's going to be talking to two of our officials here right in front of us.
And they're saying, let's go.
Yeah. Play basketball.
Yeah.
It's already past 8 o'clock.
So, okay. Now we're still getting, Coach.
Yeah.
But
well, you're listening to Madison Girls Playoff Basketball here on KBOE FM, Country 101.7 FM Emporia.
And on the way down, you mentioned something about team getting too technical before the game.
Yeah,
that was for dunking.
Yeah, it was for dunking. It happened in a 4I boys game down here in Southeast Kansas. To be in fact, it happened at Chanute.
The tip goes to Ava Foltz for Madison. She brings it across, gets off to Kaylin Luthy. Kaylin gives the right side to Sarah Miser. Man-to-man defense being put on by Colony Crest. Miser gives it back up to Kaylin Luthy. Kaylin. And she gets the ball over her right side. Now gets the ball off to Weekly. Weekly left side. Kaylin Luthy for three. In and out. No good. Rebound to Crest. Coming up with it. It's Allie Beckman. Allie being guarded out there by Sarah Miser. Picks up her dribble. Gets the ball to the left side to Kaylee Boots. Boots down in the corner to McKenna Hammond. Hammond gets it back up to Beckman, to Allie Beckman. Allie now gives it up to Kayla Hermrick. That's probably where the number was confused because Kayla's got a different number on. Now three-pointer or jumper from the left side by Allie Beckman's no good. Rebound off of Crest. Ball goes over to Madison.
Gotta take advantage here because you know these two teams played last Monday in Madison and Crest pulling an upset in their first-round game over Marmaton Valley.
Right side, Sarah Meiser for three. No good. Rebound out of bounds to Crest.
Last touch by Jalen Weekly. She got an she was an Emporia State Main Street Area Athlete of the Week in January.
Yeah, she's had a heck of a season. Now we're going to get an out-of-bounds call on Allie Beckman.
Well, Ken, we mentioned in game number one about turnovers. That's the first turnover of the game for either team.
There might have been two or three in the last game by now.
Hopefully both teams can take care of the ball here.
Yes, Kaylin Luthy has it. Gives the ball to the right side to Sarah Meiser. Sarah comes off a screen, picks up her dribble. Down in the corner goes to Luthy. Back up to Meiser. Meiser now left side to Yolaine Luthy. Hands the ball off to Ava Foltz. Foltz gets it in underneath the Weekly. Shot is up off the glass. No good. Rebound to Madison. Right side, Sarah Meiser for three. Good. Sarah Meiser gets the first points of the night for Madison. And they got a 3-0 lead.
She's been big as of late, Ken, averaging 8 points and three rebounds a contest.
Yeah, she's just a solid player. Ball goes out of bounds as Allie Beckman lost track of where she was at with the basketball.
Well, it's Crest being the ones turning over the ball here. And I know Coach Bill Neinsted wants to see his girls take care of the ball and be able to score.
Now the ball goes left side to Luthy. Yolaine Luthy hands the ball off to Meiser. Meiser gets in the paint. Dishes it off right side. Kaylin Luthy for three. No good. Rebound to Crest. So far, Madison, they're taking a lot of threes, actually, early on. And 3-0 lead for Madison. Allie Beckman with it out front. Being guarded by Sarah Meiser. We're going to get a timeout called by Crest coach Steve Zimmerman. We'll just keep it right here. 5:12 to go in the first quarter. It is Madison 3, Crest 0. Okay. And Dylan, just looks like, I'd say it's Madison settling for the 3.
Yeah, and they're 1-for-4 from 3, and they're 1-of-5 from the field here in the first almost 3 minutes of this game.
Yeah, and so far, Yolaine Luthy has not really even touched the ball.
Yeah, and did you know that she is committed to go be on the rowing team at Kansas State?
Well, that's awesome. And Ava Foltz was one of the winners of the big scholarship that was just the Rudd Rudd scholarship.
The Rudd Fund scholarship, and I believe she's going to be attending ESU.
Ava and Bryson Turner.
Yeah, Bryson. We'll see Bryson tomorrow.
So it's nice to see kids that are not only good athletic, but they're good in the classroom. That foul is going to be on Jalen Weekly, her first team foul.
And Ken, we have a new officiating crew for this nightcap.
Yes.
I think that's how it is in Substate. Two different crews for two different games.
Yep. And the ball goes inside, ball knocked away, comes back. Now Sarah Meiser comes up with the steal. Meiser drives in right side, layup, no good. Rebound by Weekly. Weekly kicks it out to Yolaine Luthy. Yolaine brings it up top. Dribbles over to the right side. Down in the corner it goes to Meiser. Back up to Foltz. Foltz gets it. Left side it goes to Kaylin Luthy. Kaylin Luthy gets it back up. Right side it goes to Foltz. And to Jalen Weekly. Back up to Yolaine Luthy. Now Ava Foltz with it. Brings the ball to the right side. Now Weekly gives it off to Meiser. Meiser takes it in the paint to the glass. Shots up and good. Sarah Meiser with all five of the points so far tonight.
That is just great fundamental basketball.
And now second foul already on Jalen Weekly. That's huge.
That is very huge for the sophomore. And you got to wonder, Ken, how long will Jalen Weekly be on the Madison bench?
The rest of this quarter, I'll say.
Well, remember, Katie Robert picked up two quick ones in our first game and was able to play through it.
Candace Ashlock and Sadie Albert now in the game. Shots up and no good by Beckman. And here comes Yolaine Luthy with the basketball, and she loses control of it. But Sadie Albert has it. Sadie Albert gives it right side to Sarah Miser. Miser gets it in underneath the Elaine Luthy layup. Good.
And the assist to Sarah Miser.
7-0 now. Madison with the lead. They get the ball down the court. Taking it in to the basket. Shot is up and no good by Carly Boots. And the ball goes out of bounds to Madison. And I think if you're Madison, you really want to put the hammer down now on Crest, who you beat last week.
By just, 34.
Yeah.
They put 55 on the board on senior night last week.
Sarah Miser with it. Gets it up to Ava Foltz. Foltz. Right side it goes to Sadie Albert. Albert gets it back up. Now they go left side. Ava Foltz down in the corner to Elaine Luthy. Luthy picks up her dribble. Goes across court. Now they get it back up. Three-pointer is up and no good by Sarah Miser. Rebound put back up and good by Candace Ashlock.
How about that read when boxing out by Ashlock, the sophomore?
Yeah, that was just a good play by Candace Ashlock.
A youngster making a big play at the right time.
Now the ball goes left side. Jumper's up and no good by Hermick. Rebounded by Sadie Albert. By Candace Ashlock. Ashlock on the left side. Now she's going to pull up. Gets it up to Ava Foltz. Foltz now, they swing it right side to Elaine Luthy. Elaine Luthy gets it back up. Now they swing it left side. Sadie Albert back over right side to Ashlock. Ashlock up to Foltz. Foltz left side to Miser. Miser gets inside. Shots up and no good. Rebound to Crest. With it is Allie Beckman. Beckman goes the right side to Boots. Boots gets it in the corner. Jumper is up and good. The first points of the night for Crest go to McKenna Hammond. Cuts the lead to 9-2. Ball goes left side Miser. Miser to Foltz for three. No good. Rebound goes long, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Madison. And so right now, what's Madison shooting from three-point range?
Give me just 1 second. I thought it was a three by Hammond, but it was counted as a two.
And now 9-2. And now they get the ball left side. Coming in is Albert. Allie Beckman. Foul is going to be on Kaylin Luthy. No, excuse me. That foul is going to be on Elaine Luthy. We'll just keep it right here because it's quick timeout. 1:31 to go here in the first quarter. 9-2. Madison with the lead.
You did ask me what is Madison shooting from three. They're 1 of 6. And 4 of 12 from the field, so shooting 50% from inside the arc. Crest is just 1 of 5 from the field.
And so Madison's doing a nice job getting some offensive rebounds, too.
And Crest has 4 turnovers on the night.
Wow.
Here in the first 6.5 minutes of this game.
So Madison trying to take control of this game early.
Yeah.
And so Crest will be inbounding it to the right of their basket. Hermrick, she gets it in. Into Beckman. Haley Beckman. Haley tried to get it to Allie Beckman. I had mass confusion. I had to talk to their assistant coach because Haley Beckman is spelled just slightly different than Allie Beckman. Because Allie spells it A-Y-L-E-E. So we had to get that checked out. It's Allie. Now ball goes to the left side to Ashlock. Ashlock gets it back up to Albert. Albert right side to Elaine Luthy. Elaine gets it to Ava Foltz. Down it goes to the left corner to Albert. Albert gets it back up. They swing it right side to Ava Foltz on the right wing. She gets it up to Candace Ashlock. Ashlock gets inside. Now dishes it off to Miser. Miser turn around, gets it. Going to get a traveling call. She had a good idea, try to kick it out to Sadie Albert, but just slid her foot, didn't she? And now in the game is Kinley Edgerton for Crest. Ball comes in. We're going to get a traveling call.
And just a good trap there by Madison to force the travel.
Yeah, because that was either going to be a traveling or a charging call. And I think I think Coach Zimmerman's like, okay, we'll go with the travel. Bounce pass comes into Candace Ashlock. Goes to Yelaine Luthy on the right side. Gets it down in the corner to Miser. Miser turns around, gets the shot up off the glass, and good. Sarah Miser with 7 of the 11 points for Madison. And it's an 11-2 lead with 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. They get the ball. The ball stolen away by Sadie Albert. Albert gives it now to Miser.
Got to go for one shot here. Ken up 9.
Miser goes to right side to Luthy. Yelaine Luthy gets the ball off to Candace Ashlock. Ashlock dribbles in the paint. Get a chance for a 10-footer. And they strip the ball from her. Out of bounds to Madison. Coming back in the game for Madison's Kaylin Luthy. And Carly Boots back in the game. Actually, Kaylin Niles in the game. Inbounds pass comes in to Luthy. Now Kaylin Luthy, right side, Sarah Miser. Sarah Miser launches a 3 in and out. Rebound comes out to Yelaine Luthy. Yelaine goes baseline, dishes it in underneath the ball, out of bounds, and that's going to do it for the first quarter of action. And at the end of one, it is Madison 11, Crest 2, back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Now, don't forget, we'll be back here tomorrow night with same time, same bat channel with Opie and going up against Flint Hills on the boys at 6 o'clock and Madison and Crest at 7:30. And now the ball goes to the right side. They get the ball in the right left corner. Shot is up and good. Coming up with the first basket of the second quarter was Ali Beckman. 4-2, 11-4. Now they get the ball in underneath. Shot is up and no good. The rebound put back up by Kaylin Luthy's up and no good.
Who shot that first one? I just want to double check with you.
That first one looked like it was Sadie Albert.
Okay.
That free throw. A foul is going to be on Kayla Hermick, her first. At the free throw line is Kaylin Luthy. Free throw's up and good. Kaylin Luthy gets her first point of the night. And Ava Foltz back in the game, replacing Sarah Miser. And now the free throw is up and no good. Rebounded, pulled down by Crest McKenna Hammond. They get it across to Allie Beckman. Allie Beckman being guarded out there by Yelaine Luthy. Ball almost stolen away by Foltz, but Beckman comes up with it. Now she's going to call for double dribble. And that time, Dylan, that double team that time with Luthy out there and Ava Foltz. Well, number one, Yelaine Luthy's by far the tallest player out there on this court.
Oh, most definitely.
Now Ava Foltz has it left side, picks up her dribble, gets the ball off to Kaylin Luthy. Gives the ball off to Yelaine Luthy. Now Ashlock has it. Picks up her dribble. Gives it left side to Foltz. Down in the corner to Kaylin Luthy, who brings it back up to the free throw line. Right side it goes to Ashlock. Ashlock gets to the free throw line, picks up her dribble, gets the ball left side, tries to get it to Foltz. Ball stolen away by Kaylin Nilges for Crest.
Can you believe that's the first turnover for Madison?
And they've just done an excellent job just not pushing anything. Yeah. And now we get a turnover there by Crest. And how many does Crest have?
And Crest has 9. Well, actually, 3 for Madison.
Well, still.
So I missed it. So I saw 0 for a little bit, but I just checked again, and it was 3.
Jalen Weekly back in the game with 2 fouls. She sat out most of the first quarter.
Well, and that was big because Madison was able to keep the lead.
Now ball goes to the left side. Now they get the ball to Ava Foltz. Foltz comes off the middle. Now they get to the right side. Kaylin Luthi dribbles it back over. Now left corner goes to Foltz. Foltz comes off the screen. Now that's going to be an illegal screen.
They just got her for – oh, no, it was on Albert.
Yep. She wasn't set on that screen.
It did look like it was in the vicinity of – Jalen Weekly, the sophomore.
Yeah, she that was an easy one. Now the ball goes to the right side to McKenna Hammond. Hammond gets it down in the corner, get it in underneath. Shot is up and no good by Kinley Edgerton. And now here comes Ava Foltz with it for Madison. Ava gets it across the timeline. Now dribbles over the right side, dishes it in the corner to Ashlock. Ashlock comes off the screen, gets in the lane. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Hermrick for Crest. 12-4, Madison with the lead. 5:35 to go here in the first half. They get the ball in underneath, or at least tried to Carly Boots, and Boots can't handle the pass. Out of bounds to Madison. Sarah Miser and Yolaine Luthi checking back in the game for Madison.
Good minutes off of the bench for Madison. They've just had just great production, even with players in foul trouble here this evening.
And Kaylin, now they get the ball to Sarah Miser. Miser gets in baseline, shots up, no good. And foul on Crest. Foul is going to be on number 24 for Crest, Kinley Edgerton. First free throw is up and is no good by Miser.
Well, I thought Sarah was going to continue her hot shooting. I mean, she's leading the way and scoring with 7.
Now in the game, Haley Beckman back in the game. Free throw is up and no good. Lane violation on Sarah Miser.
So don't count that second free throw.
Yeah. 1 for 4 so far tonight from the line for Madison. Now we get Crest gets it across the timeline. Oh, not quite across the timeline.
Good pressure by Sarah.
Yeah, 10-second violation there on Crest. Beckman, you can't just stop there at the midcourt line.
No. And you're down. You're still in the game. You're down 8, and Madison's one run away from taking really big control of this game.
And they get the ball into Jalen Weekly. She gets her first 2 of the night, and leads up to 14-4.
The largest lead right now for Madison.
Yeah, and it hasn't been a big outburst, though, has it, Dylan? Just
no.
A little bit here.
I knew this game would be different with the teams playing last Monday.
And now turnover by Crest, and checking back in the game.
And that is 12 for Crest.
Allie Beckman back in the game for Crest. 12 points to, 12 turnovers to 4 points. That is not a good ratio.
That is not a good recipe for success.
No, Sarah Miser has it now on the right side. Miser gets in the paint, dishes it off underneath the Weekly. Weekly shot is up and good. Jalen Weekly now with 4 straight points.
And both baskets for her, assists by Sarah Miser.
And they're working it to get the ball inside, aren't they?
Yep.
16-4, Masson with the lead, pressure being put on it. And we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Steve Zimmerman. And we'll just keep it right here because it's just a 30-second timeout. And he's got to get his kids. They're a little bit rattled right now.
Yeah. Ken, this is kind of looking like game one between Opie and Flint Hills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a three-point game early, but honestly, it's only gotten down to as close as seven. But Madison just been able to respond, but then they were able to force the live ball turnovers.
Yeah, and it's just been Madison, the difference is Madison's doing a better job taking care of the ball.
Yeah.
We could have a very interesting matchup on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it if Madison can hang on.
16-4, the Bulldogs with the lead, but Crest has the ball. And now we're getting a good double team over there, but Beckman's able to get it out and get it in to Hermerick. Hermerick turns around, shots up, no good. Rebounded to Madison. Lane with the court pass to Elaine Luthy. Luthy, layup, good. First off, good look by Kaylin Luthy looking down the court and just seeing Elaine's like, I've got it.
And Meiser had a steal.
Kaylin Luthy with the layup is up and good. And they're extending the lead to 20-4 with 3:23 to go here in the first half.
And, Ken, this one's getting out of hand, and this is the run that I just spoke about that mm-hmm. Madison was about to go on.
And now we're going to get a foul on Ava Fultz. And, yeah, because now it went from a 10-4 lead to 20-4, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now back in the game for Crest, Kinley Edgerton, and Candace Ashlock in the game for Madison.
Madison's still trying to stay out of foul trouble, and Jalen Weekly has been playing really good as she gets a steal.
Weekly drives in, layup, good. Jalen Weekly with 6 points all here in the second quarter. And they extend the lead to 22-4.
I wonder what Bill Nines said a motivator.
Go. Because she's really just taken off here in the second quarter. Ball goes left side, three-pointer is up, and no good by Edgerton. Rebound comes down to Crest. With it is Haley Beckman. Haley gives it up to Kaylee Boots. Boots is going to get tied up there.
Going to go to Madison.
Yeah, that when they get double-teamed by Luthy and Meiser, they just do not have a way to get out of it tonight.
This is just interesting because you look at the matchup and Yolen Luthy, you know, you mentioned the tallest player on the floor, really has been doing some, you know, made her presence felt here this evening.
That she has. Now she hands the ball off to Sarah Meiser. And Sarah Meiser carried him in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Left side goes to Ava Fultz.
I talked to Coach Nightstead, I think a couple weeks ago, on Area Coach's Corner about Sarah. She's playing well right now.
Ball goes left side, Ava Fultz for three. No good. Rebounded by Crest. Coming down was Edgerton. Now they get the ball down the court to Boots. Boots tries to drive in and is going to get a blocking foul on Jalen Weekly.
And
that'll be number three.
You got to write that down, Ken. Jalen Weekly picks up her third foul, and she's been playing really good here in the second quarter, and it's probably going to be out the final 2 minutes of this half.
But the thing is, you're still up 18.
Yeah.
So you're like going, we're good, we're good. You're just going to sit down for the rest of the half. Ball gets inside to Haley Beckman. She gets it back out. Shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Elaine Luthy. Luthy gets it down the court. Luthy. Elaine goes left side to Meiser. Meiser to Fultz for three.
Nice,
good.
Nice extra pass from Meiser to Fultz for the tray.
And now pressure being put on backcourt by Madison. They get the ball to Haley Beckman. Haley gets it across the timeline, but then picks up a dribble right there at the timeline. And now they get the ball left side to Hermerick. Hermerick down left side to Edgerton. Edgerton back up to Neljus. Neljus gets it in. Shot is up and good by Edgerton. Kinley Edgerton with two. Now Sarah Miser has it. Gives the ball right side to Ava Foltz. Foltz now to Miser. Miser.
I've heard the basic from a lot, and I know a lot of people run that basic offense.
Mm-hmm. And now they get the ball. Miser gets inside, shot up off the glass, and good. Sarah Miser with nine, leading all scores, 27-6. Luthi almost comes up with the steal, but now they got the trap, but she's able to break through it. And they get the ball inside, ball stolen away by Ava Foltz. She gives it up to Candace Ashlock.
It's got to be the one-shot opportunity with 21 seconds left in the half for Madison, who has really taken control here.
Elaine Luthi has it, gives the ball to the right side to Foltz. Foltz gives it up to Ashlock. Now to Miser, down in the corner to Elaine Luthi. Elaine goes the right side to Ava Foltz. Foltz back up to Ashlock, left side Miser. Miser gets inside, dishes it to Luthi. Luthi's shot blocked. And that'll do it for the first half of action. And at the end of the first half, as a half dominated by the Madison Lady Bulldogs, it is Madison 27, Crest 6. We'll be back with the Long Bay and Auto Plaza halftime show on Country 101.7 FM.